Welcome to episode 960 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Philippians, though relatively short, contains several lesser-known stories and mentions that provide insight into the early Christian community and Paul's relationship with the Philippian church. These details offer a richer understanding of the historical and personal context of the epistle. Let's explore a few of them. Epaphroditus is mentioned in Philippians 2:25-30 and again in Philippians 4:18. He is described as a brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier of Paul. He was likely a leader or significant figure within the Philippian church, sent to deliver gifts and aid to Paul while the apostle was imprisoned in Rome. This highlights his role as a trusted representative and messenger. Epaphroditus became seriously ill during his journey, almost to the point of death. Paul notes in Philippians 2:27 that God had mercy on him, sparing both Epaphroditus and Paul further sorrow. Despite his illness, he was committed to his mission. His recovery and return to Philippi were accompanied by Paul's commendation, highlighting the man's dedication and the mutual care within the Christian community. In addition to the biblical account, some early church traditions provide further insights into Epaphroditus, though these are not explicitly documented in Scripture and should be understood as traditions rather than verified historical facts. Some traditions suggest that Epaphroditus went on to become a bishop in the early Christian church. Depending on the source, he is sometimes associated with being a bishop in Philippi or Andriake, known today as Lycia in modern-day Turkey. This reflects his continued involvement and leadership in the church after his service to Paul. Some historians claim that Epaphroditus eventually suffered martyrdom for his faith. This aspect of his life highlights the enduring legacy of his commitment to Christ and the early Christian movement. This story underscores the importance of selfless service and the deep bonds of fellowship and love among early Christians. It also highlights the tangible support networks that existed within the church, providing a model of compassion and assistance for contemporary believers. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 2-3, Paul addresses a conflict between two women, Euodia and Syntyche, urging them to reconcile and work together in harmony. Euodia and Syntyche were influential members of the Philippian church who had previously labored alongside Paul in spreading the gospel. Some early church traditions suggest that they were leaders or deaconesses. Their involvement in the ministry, as indicated by Paul's letter, suggests they had significant roles in the church's activities and outreach efforts. It is possible that they may have been involved in teaching or evangelistic work, contributing to the spread of Christianity in Philippi and beyond. Their disagreement was significant enough to warrant Paul's attention and public appeal for unity. Paul also requests the help of a fellow believer, true companion, to aid in resolving the conflict. The nature of their disagreement is not specified in the biblical text, leading scholars to speculate about its causes. It may have been a personal conflict or a disagreement over church practices or theological issues. Regardless of its nature, Paul's appeal for reconciliation suggests the dispute was significant enough to affect the church's unity. Paul's request for a true companion, possibly an elder or leader or other respected figure in the church, to help mediate the conflict underscores his concern for harmony within the church. This reflects the importance of maintaining unity and cooperation among believers, especially among those in leadership positions. This story illustrates the reality of personal conflicts within the early church and Paul's emphasis on reconciliation, love, and unity. It highlights the necessity of maintaining harmony in the Christian community and the role of fellow believers in facilitating resolution and healing. It emphasizes the need for humility, forgiveness, and mutual respect among believers. Euodia and Syntyche's mention in Paul's letter highlights the active participation of women in the early church. They are acknowledged as co-workers in the gospel, affirming the significant contributions women made to the growth and development of the Christian community. In Philippians 4, verses 15-16, Paul acknowledges the Philippians' unique generosity, mentioning they were the only church that consistently supported him financially after he left Macedonia. The Philippians' financial assistance allowed Paul to continue his missionary work without being burdened by financial constraints. Their support is presented as a partnership in the gospel, reflecting their commitment to the spread of Christianity and their personal connection with Paul. This mention highlights the concept of sacrificial giving and partnership in ministry. It serves as an example of how believers can actively participate in and support the work of spreading the gospel, emphasizing the communal aspect of the Christian mission. In Philippians 3:4-6, Paul briefly recounts his past as a devout Pharisee and zealous persecutor of the church. Paul shares his credentials and achievements within Judaism, emphasizing his former life of strict adherence to the law and persecution of Christians. He contrasts this with his transformation through Christ, illustrating the radical change in his values and priorities. Paul's mention of his past serves as a testimony to the transformative power of the gospel. It highlights the concept of true righteousness found in Christ, rather than through legalistic adherence to religious practices. This transformation underscores the central message of grace and faith in the Christian life. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, Paul praises Timothy for his proven character and dedication, expressing his intent to send Timothy to the Philippians soon. Paul emphasizes Timothy's genuine concern for the Philippians and his track record of serving alongside Paul in the work of the gospel. Timothy is portrayed as a faithful companion and trusted emissary whose character and commitment make him an ideal representative of Paul's ministry. This mention underscores the value of mentorship, faithfulness, and character development in Christian leadership. Timothy's example serves as an inspiration for believers to cultivate qualities of sincerity, reliability, and dedication to the service of others. While not directly detailed in Philippians, Paul's reference to his rights and privileges of Roman citizenship is relevant background information that influenced his interactions and status. Paul's Roman citizenship provided him certain protections and privileges, allowing him to appeal to Caesar and defend himself legally. This status enabled him to reach Rome and continue his ministry under house arrest, highlighting the intersection of faith and societal structures. This aspect of Paul's life illustrates the strategic use of one's societal position and resources for the advancement of the gospel. It encourages believers to recognize and leverage their unique opportunities to spread the message of Christ effectively. Throughout the letter, Paul repeatedly commends the Philippians for their steadfast faith, partnership, and love, as seen in Philippians 1, verses 3-5 and chapter 4, verse 10. The Philippians are portrayed as a model church, known for their consistent support of Paul and faithfulness to the gospel. Their relationship with Paul is marked by mutual love, support, and encouragement, serving as a testament to their spiritual maturity and commitment. The Philippians' example encourages believers to cultivate deep, supportive relationships within their faith communities and to remain committed to the mission of the gospel. Their partnership with Paul serves as a reminder of the power and importance of community in the Christian journey. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, Paul speaks about how his imprisonment has actually served to advance the gospel. Paul describes how his chains have become known throughout the palace guard, and how other believers have gained confidence to proclaim the gospel more boldly as a result of his situation. His perspective on imprisonment turns a potential setback into a testimony of God's work. This story highlights the theme of seeing adversity as an opportunity for God's purposes. It encourages believers to trust in God's sovereignty and to look for ways to witness and minister, even in challenging circumstances. These lesser-known stories and mentions in the book of Philippians provide valuable insights into the early Christian community and the character of the Philippian church. They emphasize themes of unity, generosity, faithful service, and the transformative power of the gospel. By examining these stories, modern believers can draw inspiration and guidance for living out their faith in a way that reflects the values and principles taught by Paul. Father, we thank you for the lessons of unity, generosity, and faithful service that we learn from the Philippian church. Help us to emulate their example by living with humility, extending grace to others, and remaining steadfast in our faith. May our lives reflect the transformative power of the gospel, bringing glory to your name and drawing others to your love. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.